The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
More SMEs in Singapore are expecting a decline in turnover this year, citing the challenging business environment as the main culprit for the dampened outlook and partly weighed down by the US-China trade war as well. The 2018 SME Development Survey by DP Information Group found that 15% of SMEs projected negative turnover growth for this year, up from 11% last year. And only 2 in 5 expect turnover growth this year. The survey had more than 2,500 SME respondents and was conducted between June and August this year. This was also when the US and China trade spat began in earnest. But it's not all doom and gloom for this survey, for the outlook. The survey also found that SMEs are looking to use technology to drive productivity and sustain growth in the midst of all these. And joining us to tell us more is Ajit Raikat, CEO and co-founder from Validus Capital. Ajit, tell us, do you think this has been a particularly challenging year for SMEs, given the US-China trade war and the pace of disruption?
Sure. I think the US-China trade war has impacted pretty much everybody. And SMEs are no exception. So to expect SMEs to not be impacted by the trade tensions, I wouldn't call it a war as yet, and we're all hoping it'll get sorted out soon, does impact SMEs as well, particularly because anything that impacts China impacts SMEs. As you know, from a Singapore perspective, China is our largest trade partner. Most of our exports from Singapore go to China, so anything that impacts China does impact the SMEs who export to China.
What are the other key trends? If we look back to 2018, over 2018, what do you think are other key trends that have had a big impact on SMEs?
In the context of Singapore, I think two or three big trends from SMEs' perspective. One is, I think, the emergence of P2P platforms like Validus. You know, platforms like us didn't exist 2 years ago. And the emergence of platforms like us really gives SMEs an alternate source of financing that is simple, fast, efficient, and affordable. I think number two is just the amount of government support available for SMEs in Singapore has increased quite a bit in the last 2 years. And the fact that SMEs can access government grants for productivity, for enhancing their workforce, for upgrading skill sets, for technology, and so on and so forth, I think is a big, big trend from SMEs' perspective in Singapore. And I think the third big trend that's emerging that we see is really Singapore emerging as a strong regional hub. And that creates its own opportunities for SMEs, because with regional hubs, you need SMEs to support the hubs, the hub manufacturing companies for all kinds of goods and services. And that's a big trend for Singapore as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, SMEs in Singapore do see technology as an enabler. But what do you think are the biggest challenges for them as they embark on digitalization?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I think the same survey you spoke about says that almost two-thirds of SMEs are very keen on leveraging technology and digitization to improve their productivity. But I think the two challenges that they face, one is just information. They don't know where to start. You know, where do I go? Where do I find these grants? Are there grants available? Really? I don't know. And two is the funding available for supporting these technology initiatives and digitization initiatives to increase productivity. So I think it's there, and I think the SMEs should start by just finding out what's out there for them in terms of, you know, you have SME centers. You know, SME centers have consultants, some business consultants, who just help the SME get started. You want to export to China? Let me tell you how. You want to export to Indonesia? I'll help you, you know, set up the process for you. Number two, there are this productivity solutions grant set up by the government in the 2018 budget that gives SMEs almost 70% of cost reimbursement for upgrading their people's skill sets. Now, that's a large amount of money. But I'm sure you ask 5 SMEs and 4 of them don't even know these grants exist for them.
We often hear strapped for cash as an excuse when SMEs think about considering investment in technologies or processes that can improve productivity. So when it comes to cash flow and technology, what insights do you have for SMEs?
Cash flow is a big, big issue for SMEs. I mean, again, the same survey you spoke about, and based on our own experience, we find that give or take, almost 75-80% of SMEs are always strapped for cash. And the reason they're strapped for cash is because their receivables or their customers who have to pay them tend to delay payments to SMEs. SMEs, as you know, are probably the last mile in the value chain. And therefore, any slowdown in the economy affects them the most. So if there's a delay in payments by the large customers to the medium customers, the medium to the small, guess who gets the raw end of the stick? The SMEs. So SMEs, in our experience, have delays in their delinquencies, in their receivables, for anywhere from, 10 to 15% of their receivables are more than 90 days past due. Now, that's a big amount. If you have almost 15% of your receivables which are more than 90 days past due, how do you fund them? You have to finance them somehow. The only way you can finance is by getting a bank loan or by putting in more equity, which is the most expensive form of financing. So it is a big, big issue for SMEs. And what this leads is not just the fact that the cash flows get delayed, is when their cash flows get delayed, they don't have money to invest in exactly what you said, productivity, innovation, digitization. If I don't have cash flows, how do I invest in the future? And that's where some of the government grants and the stuff the government of Singapore is doing for SMEs, I think, is a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's been much talk recently, of course, about fintech. How do you think fintech can help SMEs with financing?
Let me just throw a couple of numbers on the table. You know, even in a country like Singapore, and this was a study done by an external consultant, it is estimated that there is almost 20 billion Sing dollars of unmet financing needs for SMEs. That's a large number. That's a large number in the context that if you look at the large three local banks, the total loans that they give to the entire SME sector is close to $110 billion. So that's 20 billion unmet need. That's where fintech platforms come into play. You know, fintechs provide SMEs a solution, a financing solution that they need, which is simple, which is fast, which is reasonably flexible, and most importantly, it comes to the SMEs without any hard collateral. So SMEs can avail of financing from fintechs like us, like Validus, or similar other platforms. We promise the SMEs from the time they give us information till the time the money's in their account is less than 48 hours. So you give me information, I underwrite it, I approve it, and credit your account in less than 48 hours. That's a lot faster than any bank would give to that same SME. Typically, banks would tend to provide financing to SMEs, give or take, in 2 to 3 weeks' time. So P2P platforms play, I think, meet a critical need in the SME market, even in Singapore, by really banking the unbanked and providing financial inclusion for the SMEs that have been left out of the banking finance market for years and years.
Are you allowing for faster approval times because there are less stringent requirements for these loans?
I wouldn't say less stringent. I think because we're a technology platform, we're able to process, digest the information that we get, both public and private, in a much faster manner than banks do. And the second big differentiator is, unlike banks, we provide financing to SMEs on a completely non-collateralized basis. So it's a completely unsecured loan, and therefore we are in a position to run our algo, use technology, use big data, use analytics to really provide solutions to the SMEs in a manner that is fast and less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, another issue that many SMEs grapple with is really attracting and even retaining talent. I mean, Singapore is a hub for many MNCs and tech companies, which only makes it harder for SMEs to attract quality manpower. So what do you think SMEs can do to overcome this?
It's a problem that there are no easy answers to. I think SMEs all the time, and we interact with SMEs every single day, feel that attracting and retaining manpower is a challenge for them. But I think I would really urge our SME friends and colleagues to turn to some of the support that the government is providing to SMEs for uplifting their manpower skill sets, for hiring new people, for getting expats to even socialize and localize their manpower requirements by financing up to 70% of the cost that the SMEs would incur for the skills upgradation that they would need. So I think really, and that's where I think socialization comes into play, because there are lots of schemes available out there. It's just that the SME doesn't know where to start or that's even available.
Ajay Raika is CEO and co-founder from Validus Capital. Moving into 2019, what do you foresee could be the outlook for SMEs?
I think cautiously optimistic, I hope. But obviously, there's a certain amount of anxiety. I mean, look at the two or three big trends that will continue into 2019. In spite of all our hope and expectation, I don't think the US-China trade war, trade tension is getting sorted out in a hurry. Mm-hmm. That will play out for SMEs because China is the largest market for Singapore's exports, and manufacturing SMEs would get impacted if this doesn't get resolved in a hurry. I think the second big thing that will continue for some time is higher interest rates. I mean, that's a reality. So SMEs have to grapple with higher interest rates going into 2019, which has its consequent impact on profitability, on funding, on availability of funds, and so on and so forth. And third, not such a big issue, but something that SMEs, I'm sure, need to be concerned about in terms of outlook for 2019 is just inflation. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're projecting an inflation of give or take between 1.5% to 2.5% next year. It does impact costs and therefore impacts profitability. So I think optimistic, cautious, and a certain amount of overhang of anxiety, particularly with the China trade war and interest rates, which I think are two big issues that all SMEs should be concerned about, particularly in Singapore.
Okay. And which industries do you think were poised to grow for the coming year?
Well, being a fintech company, I can't not say IT. I think from our perspective, the way to go is, IT and technology and information. But we also, I think, optimistic in terms of manufacturing growth. Manufacturing, yes, year-on-year growth is a bit down. And yes, I did mention that the China-US trade tensions does impact manufacturing a lot. But I think manufacturing in Singapore, given the kind of manufacturing we have in the country, we see it as an industry that's poised for growth. And financial services as well, in its broadest context. So financial services include banks, include fintech platforms, P2P platforms like us, finance companies, and so on and so forth. So those are the three top industries from our perspective in terms of growth for 2019.
And before we let you go, what would you say to SMEs who are looking to transform or expand in 2019?
Stay calm, manage your cash flows. And I keep telling that to SMEs all the time. You know, cash is king. Cash can keep you alive. Cash can also kill you at the same time. So manage your cash like it's going out of style, because that can keep you alive or that can kill you.
Okay, thank you very much for coming into the studio today to share with us your thoughts about SMEs and how we should go about doing business. Ajit Rankai, CEO and co-founder from Validus Capital, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.